Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, September 7th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. A few updates to wrap up the week, starting with the Logitech Crayon. After first being introduced earlier this spring at Apple's education event as a cheaper alternative to the Apple Pencil, Logitech has announced that its special iPad stylus will soon be available for purchase from anyone, not just schools. Logitech Crayon is $30 less than the price of the Apple Pencil, but doesn't support shading and only works with the 2018 6th generation 9.7-inch iPad and none of the iPad Pros. Crayon still has the benefits of responsive input and low latency, although the retail price will be $69.99, not quite as low as the $49 education pricing. Look for Crayon in Apple stores and elsewhere starting Wednesday, September 12th. And the EU has officially approved Apple's bid to buy music tagging service Shazam. Apple announced plans to buy Shazam back in December, but a months-long regulatory investigation in Europe stalled the deal closing. Now Apple will be able to complete its purchase and integrate Shazam deeper into Apple Music and Siri. Apple already licenses Shazam for tagging music through Siri, but the feature doesn't listen for music automatically like some versions of Android does. And on HomeKit Weekly, we look at the market of HomeKit video cameras and compare the four models currently available to purchase. Some let you save video locally. Others have subscription services for saving more than 24 hours of video. And some only work indoors, while others work inside or outside or only outdoors. And the story even includes an app recommendation for getting much more out of HomeKit cameras than what Apple's Home app allows. And this morning, it was reported that the number one paid utility app on the Mac App Store was secretly sending browser history data to a foreign server located in China, despite being approved on the App Store. Apple has since pulled the Mac app since the story became public, but it highlights an issue with completely relying on app review for ensuring software is not being used for nefarious purposes. And since it's Friday, let's check in with Trevor at 9to5 Toys.
This weekend's best Apple-friendly deals over at 9to5 Toys are highlighted by a one-day sale on Apple Watch Series 3 cellular models over at Best Buy. You can save $300 on both the LTE and ceramic editions. Now, next week's keynote event is expected to deliver Apple Watch Series 4, but if you're not at all interested in the latest Apple wearables, this is going to be your best bet at finding an Apple Watch discounted this weekend. Next up, Beats X Decade Collection is getting a rare discount to $109 shipped over at Walmart and Amazon. Beats X Decade Collection offers a bright red design and Apple's W1 chip for fast wireless pairing. Finally, Apple's latest MacBook Pros are discounted by up to $300 over at Adorama and B&H, with tax considerations for shoppers outside of New York and New Jersey. As always, head over to our Twitter account at 9to5toys. That's going to be the best way to find all of our favorite deals and the coolest new gear every day.
Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.